Psycho. Hi guys, this is yet another episode of the Psycho Podcast, the coolest podcast around, man, and I am so grateful. This is season 3, episode 7, and this is, it's just been amazing, man. Now, moving on to the two matters of the day, man. Last week we did an episode with Shiko, which was amazing. It was about toxic workspaces, and guys really came through with the feedbacks. A lot of people didn't even realize they were working in toxic spaces. Yani umezo ya tuku workplace, maze, you're getting random attacks or whatever. It's like, you know, it's like you're at a war zone. And some people, I saw some people in the comment section saying that maybe they also need therapy. Yes. Whenever you find yourself in such spaces, they have a way of influencing your life. And thank you so much for that feedback. I also asked you guys on Instagram, well, why you guys listen to the Psycho Podcast, and you guys are amazing. The feedback was so encouraging. You guys were talking about how it's inspirational, how it's funny, and some people are saying that it's too long. And then when I posted that part for the person who was complaining that it's too long, guys were like, no, achana na huyu, sit watakaiku even longer. And that was just so kind. So I would even spend a lot of time. If you're a new person to this channel, if you just stumbled upon this video, this is the Psycho Podcast, where we just get to discuss stuff about life just affecting us, you know, young people, and we share experiences, and as a result we help each other grow and we tell our own stories. And that's the whole purpose of the Psycho Podcast. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell as well, leave a comment, share, and like. Now, straight up to the topic of the day, or whatever discussion that I'm having today. I'm going to be having this discussion with a very good friend of mine. We've been friends for a while. I've seen her, I've known her when she was still a young child. Do I say a young child? When she was still in high school. And then, you know, she finished high school. She started doing music. Then she started blowing up. And I'm like, aren't you too young for fame? You know? And, you know, we have just been friends. And then this year, we decided to bless you guys with a song together, yeah. Tawala. And people love it. So, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Karirwa Laura. Yes, Steve, to make up my effects. Nini, Sukuti dance. Nini, wikizile za kiluya kwanza. Majua, juwa meru ananga. Laura. Omeru mnakonga na dance?
Let's not talk about that. Unaniandhia vibaya
to left,
sana.
To the left. Jabba. how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Welcome so much.
Hi, Asante. Thank you for having me, Annie.
It's very interesting that normally whenever we're doing these kinds of interviews, you're the one on the mic. Laura's mic.
My mic?
You need to... So this mic picks from the side.
So
let me help you set it up. Yeah, Maze, thanks for coming.
Asante
through,
for having me.
Yeah.
I was wondering when you're going to finally invite me here.
The mystery why we have this bad behaviors. Like, we were.
When you're friends with someone, you. Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even the song, it didn't just occur to us naturally. But
it's been
so long.
Yes.
Nilikuwa nashina nikikwambia jo hii collab una than a joke.
For years.
And then eventually we did Tawala, man. Tawala has been amazing.
Yeah.
What's the feedback from your end?
Beautiful. Mm. Really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
Especially for me, it had been a bit of a while before I'd done a song. Then Tawala.
Yeah.
So guys were like, yay, we love it.
Nice one, man.
Nice combination.
Sikiza wananitengeneza vizuri.
Ben!
Ulipata
doyako. Your split shit haiku happen.
Oh, man. You know, even when we were doing the live, a lot of guys were, they kept asking us to do an a cappella version or to sing. And... do we still promise guys again the live acoustic that
I'd
you're supposed
love
to do?
To do that live acoustic version.
Yeah, we need to, man. But we keep promising guys and we never do it.
We need to plan.
We sound like the government.
From today. I know.
Okay. So guys, we'll do that acoustic version of Tawala.
Yeah.
And that's just been an amazing song. Guys love it. Like guys, the people who tell me they listen to it every morning.
Yeah.
And that just gives me a lot of encouragement. And you know the thing that I like about me is that I set trends. After niliimba na wewe Stony Jiwe nasikia pia akupumzisha simu yako. And you guys had to do a song again together. And that's very good, Stony. I'll keep mentoring you guys. I'll keep showing you the direction and who to collab with. That's just who Psycho is, bro.
You know.
I like your new song.
Thank you.
I'm plugging your new song here, man.
Oh, thank you so much. Your song is Rada. I featured Stonjire, though I really feel like he's the one who featured me. Because Yani, he's really all over the song in a very good way. And he played a big role in helping me write on such a bumpy track together with St. Pete. It's a nice jam. I think he'll love the vibe.
Oh, definitely. It's amazing. I'm also going to leave the link to that song on the description below. Did Stone help you write the verse? Because the verse is, you came through as a rapper, man.
I did.
Sharifa. Yo, Lil Kim.
So, what happened was, I would write my verse,
yeah,
but my words were too many. So, St. P and Stone would like just crunch it up and help me say what I want to say with fewer words so that I'm able to like wrap around it or something. So, they just like would just switch up my words here and there.
Yeah.
But I struggled to write at first. I had that track with me for months.
Yeah.
Struggled to write at first. No, so we wrote everything in studio once we got the idea of what we want to speak about.
Yeah.
So the good thing was also that when you give me a guidance, I know where to go from there.
Yeah.
So sometimes St. P would give me maybe just the rhythm or the flow, and then I write on it here and there. It's just like all over the song. I mean, by that song, we were doing like a segment at a time.
That song was
because
so
it was quite some work, especially for me.
That song was really swaggy. I loved it. I really, really loved it. Do you have more projects coming?
Man, I've really been hoping to do another album.
Yeah.
I don't want to make promises.
No worries, man.
I'm on internship right now.
Yeah.
But I think when I finish that, I should be in a better place to make more music.
Yeah. Nice one, man. Mm. Also, when I bring guys on the show, I like it when people just get to know more about them. And, you know, guys, a lot of guys know Laura as a musician.
Mm.
Also, as you know, you're a host. You host a show on Citizen TV, the biggest TV station around. Just walking around and people are just waving at you. Oh, Nure Madamwa TV. By the way, when you came into this place, the ladies at the reception, so they're big fans of yours.
And really?
So, senye mini menda apu wakonza, oh, ni ule Laura Wakampua. They come here, eh, ni uyo. Nambona ametuambia anaitua Gloria. Amekuja hapa tukamwambia, wewe si ni Laura? Alafu akasema ati hapana, mimi ni Gloria. Did you tell them you're called Gloria?
I didn't, and that didn't even happen. I just said, I'm Laura, I've come to see Ben.
Oh, Mr. Mo, you said you're Gloria.
I signed in by my actual name.
They're so disappointed. Like, I've had to really calm them down. They were really rioting.
When I say Laura, you know, also people think it's Laura.
Yeah.
When I say Laura, it sounds like Gloria. So
Gloria.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Mo, you know Laura Wakambua. Like, like sisters. I'm like, what do you mean exactly? Is this a band now? Do you guys have a group?
I know.
And it's weird, you guys have never even done a song together.
That same thing, Ben.
It's really weird.
Like, Kumkikwa, like, Mabeshte. So same thing with Pitson for me.
Yeah.
We got to Mabeshte, Akinabire, for like that. Even for me to do a song with Tunjiwe, it has taken years. We're good friends for years. So we have to be intentional.
Yeah, friends need to start collabing.
Yeah.
But that's a beautiful thing. Another thing also that guys don't know about Karirwa Laura is, your name is normally a
tongue twister. You don't
have to. Karirwa Laura. Yani, you say it twice and you're like, hey, and you're just your English. Like, kaujangwa, like, umuranga. Elisha, Karirwa Laura. Can you say that 4 times? Karirwa Laura, Karirwa Laura, Karirwa Laura, Karirwa Laura. Yo, who's the man? So what also guys don't know is that you are actually a professional nutritionist.
That's what I studied in KU.
Unanga masomo KU kata. Oh man, that's so cute.
Nilisoma masomo kidogo KU. So I did a course in food nutrition and dietetics. So the government internship I'm doing right now is so that I get certified for practice.
Yeah. She was telling me the drama that happens at where she was. it's amazing, man. Like, you can't even connect the Laura we see on Instagram to the Laura who's in, you know, Juja telling people, "Wewe ukiendelea kunywa pombe wewe utajimaliza."
Itakumaliza.
good stuff man. Karibu sana kwa show.
Thank you.
I just wanted us to have like a normal vibe, normal conversation. That's what the Psycho Podcast is. You just share your experiences, we laugh at your failures, we learn from your experiences, learn from your tips. And the conversation today is, I feel like a lot of people just talk about red flags in relationship. Red flags in relationship. What can you call me a miss? Okay, on her to make pesa on you. Okay, on her to calls past 10. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
And
Kwanzaa, in this culture nowadays, it's a cancel culture.
Oh, it's a cancel
culture. So we focus so much on what we need to cancel then what we need to look at for.
Yeah, like the first day of your date, mazeni kaja ob interview, then you see me come na red pen ako hapo. Sasa you know, tie ya wapi, you know, like, you know. And for this episode, I wanted us to talk about green flags.
Mm-hmm.
Green flags that you see in people.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, so this can actually end up in a relationship. You know? So it's green flags in, do you say green flags in partners or in relationships?
Green flags in relationships, I guess.
Green flags for a relationship. Wasi wa linguistics mko wapi maze?
I think we need Wanjiru Njiru here.
No, mse, mwenye upenda kukorekt watu sana ni Nyawira. You think she works for the queen.
Like, but also their English is good. Unajua kuna tana kukorekt na ajua na kukorekt.
Yeah, of course, of course, of course. Yeah, that reminds me of my friend Moji. He's like, see opportunity. Neke muhe ya mani. Nura with ya badhi, you know. So... Karibu. So, first of all, maybe for green flags, where do we even start this conversation? Maybe we can start with relationships, because most of this, the conversation here is the things that we saw in guys, or the things that we saw in people that quickly clicked in our minds
that this is someone
you can be with. Maybe we can start from we can start at the place of how many relationships have you been in?
Aye.
Your gospel fans are there watching. Saint Laura.
We're counting from when? From when I was an adult?
There's even a limit. Oh, so like there are even tiers now. You know, like there's primary, and then there's high school. So after every tier you reset, you're like, okay, sijawahi kwa kwa relationship, juu nimeingia form 1.
Oh gosh. Primary school 1.
Okay, primary school 1.
High school 2.
Okay. Hey, okay.
After high school.
Yeah.
Adulting.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adulting two. You've been in two relationships in adulting.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's so cool.
But I'm also a committer. Like, hey.
I wanna say mine, but you know.
I just
feel like, you know, my pastor will tell me to step down on serving. You know, Pastor George is like, Ben, you know, this bit of immorality is really taking over Nairobi. I think you should take a backseat, Kiasi. Because in primary, I love you see also like, well, you went to... which school did you go to in primary?
SCK Thika Memorial Church School.
Private? Public?
Private, but very public.
Oh, private, but open for the public. What does that mean?
As in, okay, it was a private school.
Yeah.
It was an SCK school, but I mean, the way it was very...
In high school, where did you go to? Tell us, please. I beg.
I'm trying to judge. I mean, a girl from Thika.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord was very gracious. And I went to Riara Springs.
Into Riara Springs. Because you see, I feel like in urban schools, guys, relationships are encouraged. You know, like it's like people... I don't know. I feel like you guys were told nice things. Like, you know, you can be in a relationship, you can date.
We weren't told. We knew. Let me not say we. They knew. You know, Mimi... Like I said, I grew up in a simple school. I grew up in a simple environment, simple family, just like, you know. So, of course, yes, I had a hand, you know, I had tried dating in class 7.
You had found love in class 7. It's like 30-year-olds are still trying to crack it. I've cracked it at 13.
Thing, you know, I think it's a thing. Yeah. But when I went to high school, I learned so much about dating that I had not even thought about.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... Yeah. Barbies, if you want to call them that, the exposure they have is out of this
world. Did you have like a slight culture shock going to Riara?
Where?
Tell me about it, Laura. Because me, I didn't even go to Riara.
Yeah.
I used to have friends at Riara. Those friends almost killed me one day with a heart attack kwa sababu aliniambia yo holiday wanaenda trip Egypt.
Riara used to have international trips.
At first I even
thought
like Egypt ni somewhere in Kangemi, ama, you know, like the way people say Kisumu Ndogo, ama people say Congo, you know, and Congo is just after Lavington, you know, that's Congo now. So we thought Egypt is just one of those places. They're actually going to the pyramids. And that was also a huge culture shock, association.
If I didn't come from a very affirmed place, because my parents really raised us, affirming us.
Yeah.
They're really Laura. Awesome people.
You're doing well, baby.
Yeah, because, you know, I was also bullied in primary school, in high school as well. I was bullied kidogo. But...
Somebody
kama kuna watu wanajua kuku bully. But ni ile bullying too. There's an emotional kind of bullying, especially with female friendships.
Oh.
that's a topic you can talk about, you can explore.
Yeah, but I don't know anything about soft bullying or
emotional bullying. You know? Yeah, someone we know.
This is kwa gangster. Msee alimwaga maji kwa bendi
yako. Now see vitu practical kaizo. Ni zile vitu zenye msee anakam ana attack you insides kabisa. But I was very affirmed growing up. So I think that helped me.
Yeah.
If I wasn't affirmed growing up, if I wasn't my parents used to talk to us about their everyday stuff.
Yeah.
Sisi by the time tunapata DSTV kwetu, yeah. Nilikuwa like class 8.
DSTV. Sisi tukinua TV colored mtu wangu ndio nilikuwa class 4. Hiyo ndio the first.
Oh, no, no. Kuna vitu mob bebe, kuna vitu mob.
Yeah.
My classmates had, even when I was in primary school, that we didn't have, but my parents used to make us understand that it's not because you're any less. It's not because we're any less. We're doing our best and this life is a journey.
Yeah.
So I think they had taught us these things such that when I went to Riara and I was being shocked by the kind of lives people lived,
yeah.
I had 1,000 pocket money. And my desk mate has 10,000.
You know, in Riara,
let me explain to you. Ben,
yeah.
In Riara, you couldn't survive with less than 1,000. Let me be honest.
Okay.
Set in any
kind. Because you have to pay for preps or you have to pay for the library.
No, because the kind of events that you go for and the kind of expenses that are there, 1,000 is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I am a very good manager because I used to tithe.
Yeah.
And okay. I used to save that 1,000.
Yeah.
I used to have money in the, over the holidays.
Yeah.
So I'd spent like 500 for the whole term. But mtu amepewa 10K.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Na rudi nyumbani. In fact, midterm anaongezewa 10K ingine. So those are the things I was just like, what? And then the English. Mm. And then the way, the lifestyle. Like,
yeah.
People are crazy about makeup before I understand what makeup is.
Yeah.
People are crazy about their image.
Yeah.
Gosh, it was a lot.
Me,
but
I
it was
even,
interesting to explore.
I'm not downplaying your hustle. I mean, it was a good hustle.
Yeah.
But it reminds me of a day we had a conversation. There was a day when we used to live as Christ Cycles and Kele Takatifu. So we started giving stories of how we grew up and some of the hustles we used to go through. So Kags is out there, Maze, you know, Kags is from the hood, man. So Kags is there.
He doesn't Moji. Look like it.
Yeah, Kags doesn't look. Yani Kags name say Ali let go of the hood.
Yeah.
Alafu. And then our Moji would also talk about the hood.
Yeah.
And then I would also speak about how we grew up struggling to get a few things. And Kags would say about his hustle. Moji would also share about his hustle. Didi about his hustle. I would share about my hustle. Then we came to Dambi's. And this really, you know, it was a serious, intimate moment. And then Dambi was like, yeah, man, I've also had a very rough childhood. Man, I remember like there was one time, man, like we only had one car, man. Like guys in the neighborhood had two. Like, oh, bro, wait. So you even had cars now, you know?
Yeah.
And so,
we have to appreciate our parents.
Of course. So when you say that, but the hustles at Riara, because also Riara used to have a lot of pressure. Like tukienda funky na Riara. In fact, was chano Riara ndo walikuwa wanatusotesha. Just as a upper hill, tuna try to keep up na budget.
Na mwende wako na pesa.
Wezi, umde maizi enda canteen wana buy hot dog na wuko hapo na ile maziwa na mkate enye si upo wako basi hapo. So yeah, Riara was cool. So
yeah.
So two relationships in Riara. In your high school period, one in your primary school and one in adulting.
Mm.
I've had one in my primary.
I think that's all over. It hits you after class 6, after learning reproductive health.
Yeah, mine was actually in class 8. And you know now, the same thing Nakombia, like schools in the hood, like they prohibit relationships so much. You know, they're like, let me tell you.
Have you ever been punished for, I was punished.
Yeah.
It's a stupid story. Real quick. There's this time, I was summoned by one of our teachers in primary school, yeah?
Yeah.
Then, I'm being told, I'm being given sijui each kichapo.
Yeah.
I mean, sijui 5 kichapos for each boy.
Yeah.
And why? It's because boys were summoned, one by one,
yeah.
And asked, which girl do you like, Laura? Which girl do you like?
Oh,
Laura?
So you're being.
Which girl do you like? This one. Which girl do you. So all of us were being chapwad for the number of boys who like you.
Oh, man. That's taunting, man. That school was gangster, man.
Aye.
It reminds me of the same thing, like in Primo. I remember, so like, you know, get feelings.
Yeah.
Like, you know, get attracted to girls, you know?
Yeah.
And then the teacher would be like, imanene, I was chana Miss Taki. That spirit of immorality will not thrive in this school. And let me tell you, my friends, if you keep pursuing that spirit of immorality, you will fail your KCPE.
Oh.
And me, I was confident, by the way. Iki sipino na neza umainje, juu maybe ku like day.
But they used
maybe
to work those threats. Those days.
I was traumatized. Like before I started hitting on chicks again, they took time.
Yeah.
So sister, I mean, in high school I had a lot, man. In high school I'd say like 4.
Yeah.
In university, University umesema ngapi?
Do you really want to talk about that, Ben?
University mtu wangu. University ni kwa tatu ama nne, you know? Like the whole total, man. Like yeah. If I do the whole total, you guys will feel like I belong to the streets. I don't belong to the streets. Jesus redeemed me from the streets.
Wanjiru redeemed you from the streets. Yeah, Wanjiru.
So and the reason why I've started with the relationships we've been in is there was definitely something about somebody that would trigger you and be like, oh, but this one we can gel, or this one we can't gel, or this one. Everyone normally has like this conditions or qualifications they have, and they make them standard. Oh, so you can compromise with the other person or on a few things here and there. But when it comes to, let's say, like relationships, there are those qualifications that you can't compromise on. And those are the things that we're going to talk about. So do you want to go first or do I go first?
I can go first. And please. I can say that the first thing is that has evolved over time.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're, I don't even remember what I wanted when I was in class 7 and what I wanted when I was in form 3. I just know it's different, totally different from what I desire now. So the first thing I can say is a green flag is to... that this other person also wants a relationship.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, because, be with someone who wants you and be with someone who wants... Okay, one, be with someone who wants a relationship and then someone who wants you. Because you can't make someone want those things. Yeah.
You can't, of course, wanting the relationship. That was me as well.
Yeah.
I remember the which used to get me into a lot of trouble. Kwa sababu sasa nile yani umevibe wase wengi alafu kuna ude mtu fulani aliku nice kiplani. So you think that okay, this should end up being a relationship.
Yeah.
And then you end up being so clingy. You're the one who's texting her fast, she's not even responding. Yeah. Ama those days they would take so long to respond. Alafu unamwambia, "Hey, please usi reply kwa hii number. Hii ni simu ya mama." So and every time I take that approach, it always used to crash. So when I started taking the other approach of being a bit, you know, being a bit slow, not rushing things, that's when now
I know that you guys are really in the same pace. In the same place and same kinda. Yeah.
Yes, that's like mentally and in the values that you guys believe in.
Yeah.
But I'm saying when ningeanza umepata na dem, mshaanza ku vibe. Alafu sasa wewe uko like as the guy when unashinanga ukitext. Most of the times, every time I was in such a... let me tell you. Every time I was in such a situation, nilikuwa na hata uo dem. The uo dem, anana umse ni mklingi, umse yako too much. But nikitekio approach ingine ya... Okay, nam text once.
Okay.
Nam text twice a week. Yeah.
Dem is a takan seme, but ni ukweli.
Yeah.
We don't like it when you do that because it's good.
It works. Like, when it used to work magic.
Business. But a guy who's coming pole pole, it's annoyingly good. It's just like, say.
Mtiti mtiti, usque. Yeah.
Gosh, we like the attention, but we also don't want it to be overbearing.
Yep.
Yeah.
In fact, that's one of the few areas where I agree with people like Americ. Like, we just agree slightly on that.
Yeah.
Of course, he pushes it. He's an extremist, you know.
He's extreme.
But those areas for sometimes you have to come slow. Like that's how if you really want to win a chick over. Na kwa hiyo level ya kukam slow kiona he respond. Brother, move on. You being overly emotional. Like I used to have friends where I'd hook them up with a chick, man.
Yeah.
Umse ashaanza ku invest emotions by week 2 ashaanza kuleta stories za marriage hapo ni nini?
Yeah.
Ah, home guys ashatokwa. Yaani kuna tu umse atatokwa.
Yeah.
But if you kind of take it slow and easy. So
unpopular opinion. I even feel shy to share this. But I have also grown to be like the kind of woman who thinks that man, don't put it all on the guy. You can also express your desires. You can also express just me. Like don't come for me. Just me. Like I kind of feel like I would not necessarily make the first move per se, but I would make it clear.
Yeah.
Make my intentions clear when the time is right.
Have you ever made a move on a guy?
No, Laura. I'm too shy for
Have
that.
You ever told a guy, okay, I like you. I like you. I've been here all over. You've not seen nothing because sometimes
is that making
men
a move?
Men are blind.
Is that making a move?
Yeah, let's say the guy has never known.
I usually
that you
just
like.
Lay it on the table.
Oh, you tell them.
You don't have to do anything with it.
Yeah.
Just like, but then.
So Wait, so do you tell them or do you not?
I tell them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't believe in like, life ni moja.
That's so dope, man. Fellas. But I'm so sorry, man. Maybe she's taken. Maybe she's not. Is she? Are you taken?
Who knows?
Oh, it's we just leave it dangling over there.
You know, sometimes even the things Carrera knows, Laura doesn't know. So
it's like that day when we did the live together.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys were on the comment section like, hey, brother, endelea kumuuliza hizo ma qualities mazee naziandika chini bana. Anasema masculine. Gym kesho, you know.
Yeah.
So another green flag for me mm-hmm. is whenever I'd spend time with somebody without being bored. Because I'm very, I live for vibes, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like having sad days or sad moments. Yeah. I like, even when things are bad, I like finding that happiness in them. So if I'd spend time with somebody for a long time na sijaboeka, like sishindi nikihave kufikiria maswali za what did you say your hobbies are mm. oh nice nice what about your favorite mm. color like
if, you don't feel like you have to structure everything
mm. that for me now is a green flag. Okay, udem
in line with that, someone who makes you laugh. Every girl
wants
to be someone funny who can homies, make laugh. But I think also guys want to be a chick they can laugh with.
Yes
I wanted to ask in line with that, just to clarify it, being boring may not necessarily mean that you guys don't have quiet time pamoja.
Yeah.
Cindy, like you can have quiet time and it's not awkward. You know there are people who when they're together and they're quiet, maybe it's you're reading a book and I'm watching an episode of whatever and we're in a quiet space, it's just awkward. It's just like tense.
Yeah, it's like, it's okay, feeling so like, what do we say? Uko tu hapo, ha, sasa hii ruto na hii tuwa ya coast. Ataweza kweli, like you're just speaking random stories from, you know.
Yeah, so I mean, I understand you should be comfortable also with the silence. Comfortable with
especially
silence.
After you start dating, like it gets to a point where you just want to shut up.
Especially because sometimes there's nothing to talk about anymore.
Yeah, but also I feel like sometimes when you start hitting on a chick, sometimes they come off as quiet and then you think they're very quiet. Mm. Then after they become comfortable in a relationship, you're like, my goodness, hanyamazangi, you know? Hanyamazangi, you know? And I've experienced that so many times.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
But let's go to another one that I also... Let me let you go.
Oh, for me, someone who's kind, someone who's compassionate and empathetic. I'd put them all in the same...
So bad boys are not your thing?
No.
Hey, Mazi, bad boys were to slice down high school.
I think... Okay, Mimi, you know that's also a phase. Mm. Most women, when you come to a stage in life where you want to settle with someone, good guys always win.
Yeah.
See, they always say good guys finish last. It's very true. Because at the end of the day, you want a man who, when you go into a restaurant with, you know, the bad boy will be like, "Wey, nini, nisini, mate, shawda, nini." But you want a man, a gentleman.
Yeah.
Even when you get the wrong order, how he handles things, how he treats the wochi, how he treats your help at home, things like that.
That's very, in fact, that ties into the next, my other green flag is how they treat service providers.
Mm.
For example, you've gone to a restaurant. Let's say you date ya kwanza, unajua, and maybe alioda something.
Hey, ya kwanza lakini people behave.
Hey, ya kwanza wasi ubehave hapo, wanakuja sijui, wanakula tuli chakula tuenye wasi uchora hapo juu kwa plate. You know, like those small things, you know.
Yeah.
Alafu hii, but after hapo juu, ya nataka tu round za kamaki. Nataka ile poke ya riru, you know. But, what was I saying? Yeah, how they treat service providers, how they treat the waiter or the waitress, like... If I am with somebody, alafu all of a sudden ana cause drama to like a waiter, man. Me, I'm normally so shy at restaurants, let me tell you.
Yeah.
That even when the waiter gets my order wrong, no, nanga maze, it's such a long process kuchenji kitu. So niko like, so umeamua nikule beans. Umeamua ni beans. Leo ni beans, eh? Sawa, hizo beans ni watakula leo, you know? But I rarely, I'm not those ones for, can I call the manager, you know? Yeah. And it's just chaotic. It reminds me of that time we were doing, I think it was Groove Tour Eldoret.
Mm.
And then we passed through Nakuru. So the bus had all artists, you know, and then the artists went into this restaurant. I don't know if it's Gianni's in Nakuru or something. And, you know, we got in and, you know, like, it's chaotic having artists at your place. All at, I don't know if you were that Groove Tour. And all of a sudden, some people started shouting at the waiters, man, you know, like, yo, I ordered fried fish. Why am I being brought? You know, like, bro, man, like, just chill, man, you know.
Yeah.
So I also don't like those confrontations for especially waiters, security guys, like, it's a season unnecessary. What's another one?
Another one. This one, I'd say, of course, kuna vitu, they happen gradually.
Yeah.
They're things you reveal to one another gradually.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
But I think in the initial stages of vibing with someone and you can see that, okay, this vibe is happening.
Mm.
I think there should be, you know, you should release all the skeletons from the closet.
Oh, from
if
the onset?
Anything. No, no, the key things. Okay. That's why I'm saying there are things you go learning gradually.
Yeah.
That's why I'm careful with this one.
Yeah.
There are things you go learning gradually. But for example, if you have a child.
Oh, yeah.
That's not something I need to... Be your girlfriend first, be your girlfriend for 6 months, then learn.
Maybe they're trying to see if you can...
No.
Maybe... Oh, no. Okay.
They, I think
okay.
it's good it's, to respect that some people may not want certain things. Okay. Give me a chance to make a choice.
Okay.
So and tell me from the get-go that this is me. I am currently not working.
Yeah.
I have a... I'm giving examples, yeah? I have a child. I am a divorcee.
Mm-hmm.
Things like
that. Okay, that's
those things that,
yeah.
you know, like, yeah. But yeah. the rest, you go learning.
They say, like, I see this joke a lot of the Nairobi, a group of Nairobi men who, like, mnezo kwa mnakatia na hivi, alafu kesho unamuona kwa harusi yake mse.
I know a friend who, alilifanyika tu hivyo.
Oh, it's a true, these are true stories. Yeah. We thought they were like comics. Like, mnakatia na katia na hivi, kidogo homie ya kuhani munuko hivyo, Paris or something. So it's crazy, man. Yeah. And about the about revealing those that kind of information on a first date, yes, but also
maybe not a first date.
Oh no, not a first day,
but among the first dates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. As soon as you can see that I'm also interested, or made it clear that I am, I think I should know any important details.
Yeah.
So that if I, because at that point I have a chance to say, okay.
Yeah.
I may not really want to get involved with someone who has this or didn't.
So that you make your decision mapema.
Give me a chance to make a choice.
That's fair. That's true.
Yeah.
Other green flag for me was whenever I'm with somebody and I don't have to fake who I am. Like I have to be,
I know,
like I am
I have
as
to be
natural
yourself.
As possible.
Yeah.
And that's throughout my stages of dating from high school to campus to after campus. Well, I have not really had an after campus because I started dating immediately after campus.
Mm.
But throughout all that, the thing that I would that would make me attracted to a chick more is that if they would just take you as who you are, so they don't come with any expectations. Mm. I even had an instance where a friend of mine, alianza kukatia dame, mafu dame unajua alikuwa na like this chick used to work at a very high end well paying job.
Mm.
The homie mazee after like a couple of dates alikam na pay slip yake. I was like, "Hey mazee, hey tabaki, this is how much I'm paid.
Yeah.
This is how much I earn." So if you're not comfortable with this at this time, then we can't do much.
Mm.
But I just wanted to be real with you at the position I'm at in life. And I think that's very important. So whenever you have such a person, it removes all these problems for Zenye. Wase people keep saying that, oh, you date for money, you date for the fame, you date for... Especially people who are in the public light, you know, you know, people like you.
Mm.
Like, I don't even understand how, like, kuna wase wana kukatia, maybe for clout, kuna wase wana kukatia, maybe they're serious and all.
Mm.
So whenever you're with somebody who, like, you don't have to force anything, you just need to be yourself.
Yeah.
For me, that's a green flag.
Absolutely.
Real quick.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You have another one.
Yeah. Mutual respect.
Mutual respect.
Yeah. Of course, respect is a big deal for men. We talk about this a lot. But of course, just that mutual respect that... I'm a human being.
Yeah. Ilia, ni respect gani? Shikamo, marahaba, mwanangu nakubariki leo.
Respect to I also have an opinion.
Oh,
I also have boundaries.
Yeah.
Of which we should also allow each other to have boundaries. But then, you know, we don't have to like everything our partner likes.
Yeah.
We don't have to do everything our partner does. Maybe your partner likes going bowling and that's not your kind of thing.
Yeah.
Release them respectfully and with peace. Like, yo, enjoy your time with your boys. So
gentlemen,
respect, mutual respect.
It's a trap. They always start like that. That, oh, I won't interfere with your things. Go hang out with the boys. And then you start dating and they're like, oh, now you're spending too much time with the boys. Bring me along or something. Anyway, I was saying, you son.
But mutual respect and maybe that would go along with a sense of personal space. Like you're allowed to be yourself. That autonomy of like... Yeah. Siati nenda shoot.
Yeah.
Kama wendi na mimi on shoot wezi happen. Things like that. Personal space, a chance to be freely yourself, because by the time you met me,
Yeah.
I had hobbies. I had a life going. I have maybe my side of the family. Maybe we roll differently from your side of the family. Yeah. Sometimes just allowing you each other to be yourself.
Together. You guys spend time.
There's a way you have to merge things when you're married, especially. But when you're dating, just allow someone to be themselves.
To be themselves.
Yeah. And respect each other.
It's a bit hard for me, Kiasi. Me, I kind of tend to suffocate somebody. You know, like,
really?
You're now my business. It's weird that also Wanjiru is the same. So we've all suffocated each other.
We've suffocated
each other with everything. You know, she's in music. I'm in vlogging. I'm in everywhere.
I think I appreciate the opposite, kidog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people who don't like that.
In fact, I was once in a relationship. Someone had to point out to me that you guys don't spend much time together.
Oh, with your partner?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, we don't. Oh, like
you didn't even notice that once was enough for you, you know?
Yeah, but of course, I mean, I've had to improve on some things.
Yeah.
But also just find the balance.
Find the balance. That's very important. Like, I make this joke with Wanjiru because we spend a lot of time. Like, fam, as we are those guys, we'll meet up every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day. So
I kind of wish.
There are people who don't like that and it's okay, but I like that. Yeah.
I think I've always had long distance relationships.
Yeah, like where you guys are not spending.
Because I live in Thika.
Yeah, so you have to plan a travel and all that stuff.
I have to plan a journey. Yeah. Thika road traffic. Maybe not every day, but I'd appreciate like twice or thrice a week.
Oh man.
That would be okay with me.
But I
can't wait to see myself in a space where I'm living with a person.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Now it's every day.
I cannot wait.
Every minute, every second,
I feel like I'll be okay. But I'll need times when I'm just chilling alone, reading a book. Like, you can't just be here all the time.
Oh my God. You're just here breathing, babe. I've missed you. You know? Like, and what was I even supposed to say? And I forgot it. It's so important. Anyway. Like we make this joke with Wanjiru where I ask her, so sasa mimi nikianza kutua Europe, no, like music is blowing up now, we need to go to perform in Chad, then we need to go to Gabon, what happens?
That's
like lazima ikwe kwa suitcase. That's cool. I don't know how that's gonna work out in future. But yeah, do you have any more green flags? Also, let me tell guys who are watching or guys who are listening, please just leave a comment. Let me know what are some of your green flags that you see in somebody and they're like, you know what, this can actually work. Let me know what are your green flags, because they're interesting and they vary and they're different across different people. We're all different anyway. So let me know your green flags. That would be an interesting one. I'll read this on my Instagram stories. Some of these comments that you guys share.
Yeah.
A lot of
I feel like I took this topic too seriously, man.
Yeah?
I feel like I took this topic too seriously.
Oh, you took it too. You're like, research. What did Aristotle say?
No, I really thought about it. Because my next point was, you have like similar values on most things.
Oh yeah.
And you want similar things in life.
I don't even know how I forgot that.
Sindio. I think that's important. Similar values and similar goals.
Yeah.
In a way. It may not be goals in terms of timeline, like I want this by this time necessarily. Yeah. I don't think you should be too stuck up on that also, because that may not be very practical.
Yeah.
I want children by 28 and I want this by
28, four months, 2 days, 1 hour.
I mean, that may not be as practical, but in terms of maybe you both know you want children.
Yeah.
There are people who don't want children.
Oh, yeah.
So I think these are things you also need to be able to align on. Maybe I want to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
If you're comfortable with that, if you're not, because that's also, it's a thing. It's a job. If you listen to Kid Carey, she'll tell you. Because anyway, taking care of a family is a lot.
Oh,
so
man, it's a
choice I'm making for my life.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable with that? So we need to be...
That's a conversation that needs to be had.
With those things like, what if you got a job abroad? Would you take it?
Mm-hmm.
You know? What if I relocate? I wanted to relocate. Things like those.
Would you?
Nah, I really love home. Hey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would
I really
be crazy
love home and well. I'm quite enmeshed with my family. Like that thing for suffocating. Yeah. My family.
Yeah,
to
I know you and your family. You guys are so tight. You travel
very tight
together.
I cannot leave them.
Nice one. It's the same thing for me as well. Like some of these values are things we agree on from the onset, or yeah. I have to pick them up from you. And it's not like I've not tried doing it with people who we didn't share the same.
Yeah.
And yeah, I tried, but it just got south real quick. It goes south real quick. So
yeah, and you have to believe what the person tells you.
Yeah, definitely.
If someone tells you, I don't want kids, better believe them. You're not gonna, your love is not gonna change them.
Yeah, see, yeah. I love you so much. Wewe, utakuna niambia, Mark, you twins. And then, you know, you try and hit, you try and change her, and then I work.
Yeah.
This is some meanzana, and it's a lot of drama. Yeah. So, that for values again, if we share the same values, that's a green flag for me.
Yeah.
Do you have more? Me, zangu zimeisha maze, but based on the research that you've done with USIU, Strathmore, man, KU, share.
Which one can I see? Supporting each other in your personal goals.
Yeah.
And communication is important, mm-hmm. but you build it over time, I guess. So that to be in a relationship where you have the ability to communicate openly,
yeah.
though I know on the onset it may not be like that. I don't think you start off and just get it all right. But, you know, you can sense that this is can go somewhere.
Yeah.
Here I can be respected. Here we can communicate openly. Like, it's not one person bossing the other and stuff. You can kind of tell from the get-go maybe what kind of a relationship would be like.
Interesting. Another one for me is grind as well. Another green flag for me was when I'd meet a chick who's very visionary and very hustle oriented. You know, you're like, if me and her mesh or gel, this will really grow into something very beautiful. And let me share a tip to some, maybe the younger audience.
Yeah.
The person you date or the person you marry will really affect or determine your hustle. They will really determine how far you go. Yeah, they will. So you have to get somebody who you also share some of these core values strongly, because your wife determines if you are going to accelerate faster than normal and all. It's and also your husband as well, because you also don't want to get a guy who's very umepromotiwa job ako huko pia na sema umepatiwa like this prestigious job in UN and he's out there feeling so insecure, you know.
Yeah.
You should be very secure that ata akiappointiwa kwe a minister or a CS.
You have to be
on the same page on that, kwa sababu huko mbele, and you know, life just goes the way it goes.
Yeah.
Some people blow up earlier, some people blow up later, some people become more successful than others. It's just life, you know. There's nothing wrong. So as guys, because I've seen this also affects a lot of guys and the esteem especially, you really need to have worked and checked yourself such that you don't stifle your woman's growth ukumbele, because, you know, you feel like she's, oh, so now she's gonna be the head of the family. No. It's just life. And and the West have already started accepting it.
Yeah.
Africa is still slowly.
But the rest are showing us manenos, man.
Yeah, they're showing us manenos. So in fact, yesterday I was watching a documentary that was talking about why men and women are not paid equally. It's because the caregiving expectations are with the woman.
Yeah.
So if we also change as a society and caregiving expectations pia zikuwe on the guy, it means that pia majamaa watakuwa naenda leave by force. So you see jobs ukata ku employ, especially women who have children, because wananza kupiga hiyo story ya leave. Or before,
like you're just newly married, you're 29, they're just thinking, this chick in the next 5 years, she's just going to maternity leave after maternity leave.
So if it's also made compulsory for guys, then that means hauna option ju wote wawili wata have kuenda.
Yeah.
And that's just a sidebar, like just an activist sidebar I just threw over there. So I don't think I have any more left.
Me neither. I think that's a good
I'd
love
good
to
balance.
Hear the rest in the comments. Yeah.
You've really opened up, man. I didn't even expect to put your such insights up.
I had this much wisdom.
funny sana, man. And thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you.
We need to do another topic soon, man.
Yeah. I'm available.
What do you guys think? Should we do another episode with Laura? Leave it on the comments section.
Suggest topics as well.
Suggest topics as well. And that's going to be a fun one. Thank you so much. Normally, most of the times, mindi unakuanga the other side as you interview me. Yeah. Ben Psycho, ingo mayako tawala. Will to alini? You know, like, we, na ulionekana buru na dem flani. I go for interviews and people ask me very, very, very funny,
weird
very
questions.
Funny questions. Like, there was one time we did this interview. It was supposed to be virtual. Na nimetokea tu hivi. Ude mashani uliza. Yeah, Odema, nimeshatokea tu hivi Odema shanuza. Ah, nice. do you have another t-shirt maybe you can change?
That was hard. And I'm sure they ask you the most also about your relationship.
Always, man. Like, they always like, so you and Wajirinji, how did you meet?
Very wise.
So this year you go, you tell them how you met.
Yeah.
Next year again, oh, wow, thank you so much for coming. So tell us, how did you guys meet?
Yeah.
Like, imagine that you changed. You got to the same story. We met at the same place. But thank you so much for coming through.
Yeah.
Guys, I also want to remind you that we are also selling the ad space. So if you have a product, if you own a company, or if you're a brand and you would like to advertise on the Psycho Podcast, send your proposal or your document to Ben Psycho. You can reach us via the email bensychomusic@gmail.com, which is popping up on your screen right now. And yeah, let's do business together. Thank you so much, guys. Make sure you subscribe, share this video. See you next week for another episode of the Psycho Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to Karira Laura's music. In fact, after this, we're going to do a dance challenge with Laura, where I know it's just an embarrassment for me, but since I'm a calm, lazima tu ni do. So, see you guys on the next episode. This is the Psycho Podcast. God bless.